this is phase two of our woodland strategy for Glenveagh National Park. And what we're doing is we're removing non-native trees. So they're conifer trees that were along the main road, which is the R251. And once they're being cut and removed, we're going to replant with trees we've grown and propagated in the national park in a new nursery that we've developed over the last couple of years.
And what's the reason behind this? Because I know some people might look at the trees being cut down and become concerned.
I suppose the national park, one of our key goals is to have the best natural habitats that you would encounter in Ireland. And the national park should be the best examples of that. And the trees that were planted in the park around the visitor centre in the late 70s and early 80s are trees from North America. And they're actually invasive. So they start to spread throughout the natural and wild habitats across the park. So we need to remove them to protect our natural habitats, so the Irish habitats. And really we're trying to enhance and develop the ancient oak woodlands and birch woodlands that we have here in Glenveagh. And removing the conifer trees is a part of that process. Glenveagh itself is Glenvaha, Glen of the Birches. So we would like to see a lot more birch trees here. And part of that process is really just eradicating plants that have been introduced over the last 100 years or so.
And now there has been a lot of work done. Staff there have propagated over 20,000 oak acorns.
That's right. This year has been really successful. It was what we call a mast year for collecting oak seeds or oak acorns. And we've put in or set over 20,000 acorns this year. And in 2 years' time, those trees are going to be brought on now in our nursery. And in 2 years' time, they'll be planted out. And the nursery is also propagating other trees such as yew and birch and aspen. And we're really looking forward to seeing the changes that it will be evident in the landscape in Glenveagh over the next 5 to 10 years.
And then finally, Emmett, I suppose what kind of effects will we see from this work in nature? There's been a lot of Irish, I suppose, wildlife species that have become under threat in recent times.
Yeah, I suppose they're all encompassing, really, as trees are kind of terraformers nearly, and they can change the how water moves around and hold water more with slower release. They also provide shade along riverbanks, and they provide habitat for mosses and insects and mammals. So woodland itself carries a greater level of biodiversity than some of the open areas. We're not trying to reforest all of Glenveagh. It's just the areas where woodland is appropriate. And at the moment, we're focusing on the main glen, where we know that there was woodland in the past from mapping. So, yeah, we'll see a change, I suppose, an increase in biodiversity and in biomass in the park and greater nutrients cycling within the park. And we think that there should be benefits for all wildlife right across the landscape.